So I'd now, I'm absolutely delighted to hand over to Amit, who's Global Leader at IBM Talent Transformation Consulting, and huge welcome.
Hey, so welcome everyone. Good morning. Thank you so much for joining. So my session is going to be slightly different today. So what I wanted to talk about was thoughts and emotions as a leader. And what I wanted to share with you is just not knowledge that you can find on the internet or stuff that you can read in a book. I wanted to share my personal experiences. And then with that, what I wanted to do is actually then give everyone the opportunity to connect back to our thoughts and emotions. So we've been running away from them for some time, and we're always looking at ways to try and get back into tune with that. And I'm a meditation coach. So one of the things, and this is all based, and again, on my own personal experiences. So I'll be doing a short meditation with you all, and that short meditation has been designed to get in connection with your thoughts and emotions so we can start to tune back into ourselves, right? So just a brief intro. My name is Amit Sidhpura. I'm the Global Strategy Leader for Talent Transformation. So I spent the last 15 years or so basically helping people learn how to transform more at an organizational level. And then since 2019, based on my own personal experiences, I've gone more into personal transformation. And this is more of a kind of a hobby, right? Because in order for us to transform or help organizations transform, we need to learn how to transform. It's a reflective procedure, right? So what we're seeing is we want change, but some of us aren't open to that change ourselves. Then it's not going to flow. And it needs to be our own personal story. So I basically started a movement called City Monk and Project Transformation. And this is all about, you know, helping business leaders or anyone that wants to connect back and experience their superpowers. So every single one of us has a very, very unique inner superpower. And what we've done based on society and based on the world that we live in, we've never really been taught how to tune into those, to share that. We've always been told, do this, do this, do this, do this. And we're basically chasing all of these things for happiness, but what we realize is that we think success is what's going to get us there, and it's not. So I just wanted to share more information on that. And as we go through, one thing that I wanted to share is that we're experts in like a range of practical things, right? Loads and loads of things. So we know what to post on social media, what time, what type of content. If we want to find content these days, if you want to do some kind of diet, you want to cook something, you can just go online. You can find the information within seconds, right? We know how to travel as well, and we've become connoisseurs, not just normal travel. We're almost like, hey, go to Paris. When you go to Paris, go to this coffee shop around the corner. They do this, they do that. And then all the way through to food, fashion, we know what colors to wear, what seasons, how to wear accessories, all these types of things we know. And the one that always makes me laugh is this one, you know, this picture in the bottom left-hand corner. We love giving advice to others. Advice generally we don't follow ourselves. Hey, this is what's wrong in your life. You need to do this. You need to do that. So we're experts in a lot of practical things. Now, one thing that we'll slowly start to see that we're not experts with is ourselves. We don't really understand ourselves. We don't really know who we are. We don't really know what our purpose is. We don't really know what our meaning is. And we get lost in day-to-day activities. And we don't know that. And of course, we don't know that. The other thing that you'll generally see as well is that we spend so much time changing people and changing circumstances. So we don't like this within someone. So we'll spend loads and loads of effort and time, which is all outside of our control, trying to change someone. And then we don't like certain situations. And generally, there's a pattern there because they bring up certain emotions that we don't like. So we'd like to change that situation. And again, I'll go into my personal story about how I ran away from all these things to basically alleviate the pressure from you guys. So I don't want anyone to feel guilty. So I will share my personal story there. So what we'll generally see is everything that happens in our inner world is a reflection in our external world. And again, we spend so much time externally trying to fix it. We never go internally to say, hey, why does it make me feel this way? So when I'm around certain people, why do I feel this way? When I'm in certain situations, why do I feel this way? And as a strategy leader, one thing that I really love is patterns. So I would get rid of all the different faces because it's very easy to say, hey, this person's in my office and I hate this person. Or this person's in my family and I absolutely hate this person. Every time I see them over Christmas, I want to leave the family and run away. But what I did is I removed all of the faces and just started looking at patterns. And then as I started to look at patterns, I slowly started to uncover what those thoughts and emotions were and how it was something that was suppressed within me that those people were just coming along and just prodding. And slowly, slowly, I was able to try and figure out how do I correct and fix that. Now, one reason we're stuck in this situation is because we've never really been given a user manual, So we've never really been told, hey, how does life actually work? What we've been told is how it practically works, right? You go to school, you do well, you go to university, you do well, you get a good job, but that's not enough. You need a better job. You need to be promoted every so often. You need to get a pay rise. And then when you get a pay rise, you should have a nice house. So you really need a really nice house. Then you really need to have a really nice car. And then everything goes into future planning. So it's all based on success. We've always been chasing happiness, but we've never really defined what happiness looks like. So all we do is we chase success. And the only way we know how to do it is practically, because this is the way the system's taught us, right? So how do we slowly start to change that? And one thing that I wanted to share as well, so, you know, I get to stand here and everyone's like, oh, he works for IBM and he's a leader. Who really cares? I'm just a normal person. So if you look back at how my career started, so there were certain things that were happening in my personal life that I didn't know how to change. I didn't know how to deal with, right? So at that point of time, it was very easy for me to put all of my eggs in one basket and just focus on my career. So between 80 to 90 hours a week, I was just focused on my job, right? And every 6 to 8 months, I was being promoted. I would travel 52 times a year to different countries. All sounds great, but I was running away from all the things I couldn't fix. So you'd look on paper and you'd look at my resume and you'd look through my Instagram account because I love photography and you say, wow, this guy's living a really cool life. But no one really understood what was going through my life. So the things that I was running away from. Now the beauty is that we kind of say this is your work life and this is your personal life. But what you tend to see again when you start to look at patterns, the patterns are exactly the same. So there was only a certain amount of time before what I was running away from my personal life, those patterns or those traits caught up to my career. And then all of a sudden you're like, whoa, hold on, I put all of my focus here and now there's disruption here. The other thing which is really interesting that I wanted to share as well is that we want to change people and we want to change situations or circumstances. So as a business leader or anyone that works in business, it's very easy when, you know, when there's things that are happening in your life that you don't know how to deal with, it's very easy to catch a plane and say, I need to go on a business trip, hoping that when you come back, whatever challenge was there disappears, and it doesn't. So in my case, those challenges got worse. So what I did, luckily because I worked so hard at work, I got an assignment, so I moved. So I'd wake up in New York, everything was great. So for the first 3 weeks, you'd walk around New York and you'd say, oh, this is great. I love being here, so much better than London. And then boom, everything starts again. And this time it's different people, different situations, but the exact same problems. And then I was just like, okay, so I need to leave New York and go to another country. And then I went to Singapore, exact same thing. Walking around, it's 34 degrees every day. Wow, this is amazing, this is great. Everything I disliked about those other places, I loved. And then a couple of weeks later, boom, everything comes up again. This time again, different people, different places. And then what I slowly started to realize is that it took me some time to realize it wasn't the people around me, but these are all things within myself that I had to fix. Now again, growing up, we've been, you know, especially when you grow up as a, you know, a male in London, during the times when we were growing up, it was always about, you know, men are supposed to be strong. You don't show any emotion. I remember when I played rugby and I hated the game. I was more of a footballer, but I didn't like people touching me physically in that way, right? And I remember what the PE teacher said. And if you, basically, if that was ever reported today, that person would have lost his job. But you're made to feel that you need to get rid of all of those things because you're supposed to be macho. And as you carry on, the society just keeps doing that to you. And then what you do is you've got these little release clauses of places that you run to basically just try and find that sort of happiness, right? So you've got a lot of suppression that you just build up. And then that starts to have an impact on all aspects of your life. Now, with that, what I wanted to talk about is more about suppression. So everyone knows about thoughts, everyone knows about emotions. Now, the thing that I really wanted to focus on was suppression. Because even when you talk about thoughts and emotions, it's wow, okay, but these are always like soft things. But thoughts and emotions have an impact on every single aspect of our life. So you guys will walk out of this room. If you enjoy this session, then you've got positive thoughts and emotions about it. If you don't, then it's like, oh, okay, what's the next session? How do I go to the next track? So every single aspect of our life is governed by this, but yet we're stuck on all of the practical elements. We've never really gone in to say, okay, like what is my thoughts and emotions telling me and what can I do about it? Because again, it's just a clue. Your body's trying to give you a clue to say, hey, Amit, check this. Hey, Amit, check that. And we don't even like those clues because we're like, no, I want to be happy. It's Thursday. Why would I be sad? So then we even mask it. And then you go into an office and someone says, how are you doing? And you're like, great. And you sit down at your laptop and you're like, oh, okay, I think he bought that and I can carry on my work, right? And all of us have done this and we know how it works. So We've seen this image as well. Some of you might have seen it. It's very common on social media. We know this is basically what we're doing. So we're carrying all of these thoughts and emotions that, you know, we've not been able to share with society, we've not been able to connect or communicate with others, etc., and we're just carrying it. Now, one thing that I wanted to share with you, because I know these graphics are great, but I'm more of an experience-based person. So one thing that I wanted to share is, let's look at it in a slightly different way. So when we're basically born, and we love children, because they look at everything and they're like, wow, right? And then when we spend more time with children, we start to basically, that's why we like children, is because everything they look at is just very clean. There's no conditioning there. Because there's no conditioning there, they basically see reality and life in a very, very different way, right? So let's say when you're born and when you're a child, you're basically like that. You're a clear vessel, right? And over time, what we slowly start to do, and what I'll do is I'll use tea. We start to have certain experiences in our life that start to slowly condition us, right? And let's basically just go through life. So, you know, we're at school, someone says we're not really good looking. Someone says we don't really like your name. You're not very smart because you failed an exam. You lose a family member. So all of these things keep happening throughout our lives, right? You have your first heartbreak, you fail your first exam, you don't get into the university of your choice, you don't get the job that you wanted. And these are all just the negative aspects. You've obviously got positive aspects, but as human beings, why do we focus on positive aspects? We don't do that. We just focus on all the things that don't work, right? So imagine this carries on for the rest of your, up until this point in life, right? And then what you have is you basically have this churning effect. And what we do is we don't like this churning effect, so whenever that happens to us, we're like, oh, I deserve a break, so we go on holiday. And then when we go on holiday, we're not really on holiday, right? Because all of these things which are happening just keep happening. But when we're on holiday, all it does is it just slows down. And the minute you land wherever airport you're at, it's like welcome home, and everything starts spinning and getting even more crazier. So you want to go on a break from a break you've just come back from, right? And this is how life works. Every day it's just like this. But we don't know how to basically access this. We don't know how to connect to it. We don't know how to express it and share it with others. So what we do is we keep hiding it. And then it's like a pressure cooker, right? So all of these things just rise, and then the pressure blows up. And then all of a sudden we're like, oh, you're mentally ill. So it doesn't happen just like that, right? Again, we know practical elements. When you go and service your car and the person's like, your tire's wearing out, change it. You don't just say, no, that's okay. I'm just going to keep driving until it blows out, and then I'll change it. But this is what we do to ourselves. So practically, we're very, very good. But emotionally, and when you get into thoughts and stuff, which is more soft skill-based, we don't know that. So this is the one thing that we really need to figure out. And then what you slowly start to see, the beauty of it. So when we go for like a spa day, or we do some yoga or something like that, then we remove like one tiny piece of these. But what we need to focus on is basically the thing that's right at the bottom. So what's at the bottom basically propels every decision, every thought. And we think, no, that doesn't happen. I'm very logical. I'm very rational. No, you're not. Because everything from here is what you're making decisions on. So everyone here is here to help other people. Now, how full are you before you can go and help others? And this is what I slowly started to realize, is that it doesn't matter how logical you are, how rational you are. Subconsciously, we're making decisions, and this is what drives those decisions. So the best way, again, to look at that is just look at patterns. It's a very, very neutral way of like getting rid of those faces, getting rid of the places, and just start to slowly, slowly look at patterns and connect back to that. And what you start to see is that there will be a pattern of things that you've been running away from, a pattern of emotions and thoughts that you've been suppressing. And then how do you slowly start to experience those? It's just like happiness. You can wake up in the morning and you can be sad. It's okay. We like rainbows. It doesn't mean we have to wake up. Society's conditioned us in a way that we need to wake up every single day and we need to be happy. And if we're sad, then you have to mask the sadness. And then we're so used to masking the sadness, we don't actually know who we are anymore, right? And when we went into COVID, we slowly started to find out who we were, because you could just be yourself. So, and this is what I wanted, because we love statistics, so I obviously said we're not really rational or logical, but we love a good statistic, especially when it's from Harvard Business School. So this is what I wanted to share with you. So 95% of our decisions, and it doesn't matter what decisions they are, they could be daily decisions up until you trying to buy a $1 million contract. They're exactly the same, right? We know we need a need. We focus and research that need. But then at the end of the day, you're looking for, if you partner with someone, you're looking for trust. Can I work with this service provider for the next 6 years? Has he got my back? Am I going to lose my job? and these are the types of things, then it starts to go into more emotional, cue-based as you make decisions around that. So, and this is what you slowly start to see, right? So everything in this glass, you can more or less hold it up, and this is your perspective of everything that you see. And you can be in Switzerland, you can be in London, you're like, Amit, everything's dirty here. But it's not, it's just your perspective. And this is how it works, right? So imagine across this world, there's 8 billion people that are like that, and that's their perspective of the world. Or across London, the 9 million people that live across London, everything's doom and gloom, but it's because you're looking like that, right? So the perspective of life is your reflection of it. So you can't change the people, you can't change the places, but what you can slowly start to do is change how you want to be reflected. And that's the one thing that you can change, that's within your control. Right? And again, this is a key contributor, right? So you don't just wake up one day and all of a sudden, boom, you've got a mentally health, a mental challenge or a mental health problem. It's something over time. It's the same way your car, as you drive, it deteriorates over time. Your body's doing that. But again, we don't even like those clues because it's making us feel uncomfortable. We don't know how to deal with it, so we even hide those. And then we get to the situation that we're at right now. So I've got some practical examples in here. Again, if you switch on your car in the morning and you see this, you don't just drive and think, oh, everything's going to be okay, but that's us. The body's saying, hey, there's a problem, just check it out, just pay some attention here. We're like, no, it's Friday, I need to be happy. I need to go to work, I need to go on holiday. All the way through to this, when you get this message, all of a sudden we're very good at, I need to take some things off, I need to delete those WhatsApp group messages, all those family pictures that everyone's bombarding us with, all those hello messages that you get, right? So again, practically very, very good. When it comes to ourselves, not as much. And this one, oh, this is amazing. When it gets down to red, you just run like crazy around your house trying to find a charger. Again, are we doing anything to look after our energy levels? If we've got all these things which don't switch off, that are emotions that have been suppressed for the last 30 years, they're taking energy from us every day. Doesn't matter how much you eat, how much you exercise, how much you sleep, it's never going to be enough. There's always going to be that thing that something's still missing, right? And that missing thing that all of us are looking for is that connection with ourselves. That's what we want. We're chasing happiness, and happiness is internally. That connection with our heart, that's what we need. So with that, what I wanted to do is, as I mentioned, I'm a meditation coach. And again, this was based on my own journey. In 2019, I slowly started to see all these patterns, and I thought, okay, I need to slowly start to change this. And I slowly started to change that. And one thing that I needed to do was first connect to my thoughts and emotions. Connect to that to see what's actually going on. Because it was a world that I ran away from for years. And then there's a big separation. So we're here. This is where our inner superpowers are, or our purpose, our meaning. And basically, we've veered all the way over here. And in between is this huge gap, which causes a lot of pain. Because everything that we do never brings that satisfaction that we're looking for. So we keep looking, because that's what we've been built to do practically. So if I don't like it here, I need to get a new job. If I don't like my partner, I need to get another partner. I need to move to another country. But it's never, hey, how do I go back to where we were? Where you see children when they're just running around and they're happy, right? So let's do this short meditation, which will help us tune into our thoughts and emotions.